Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Many, many years ago, I was in high school. And I remember walking down the halls. Some of you, it's been less time than me since you were in high school. Some of you, maybe more. It's kind of interesting how what high schools look like, do, and their culture is very different than when I was there. But that's for another podcast. But I remember when I was in high school and we would walk down the halls and you'd see rows of lockers, each with a combination lock on it. Many of you may remember the same. I mean, lockers as far as you could see. And some people would bang on them because they were metal and hollow. So they would give that drummer feel. My son, who's in high school, loves stashing food in his that we find out at the end of the semester. But he's like I was at that age where he just cannot, in his mind, consume enough calories. Thankfully, he consumes enough for both of us. But each of these lockers have a lock, combination lock. And each of the locks has a unique combination to unlock it. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, we had to bring our own lock and put on the locker. Some kids would be not so bright and they would just leave the combination on the piece of tape on the back of the locker. The back of the lock, which would basically nullify the purpose of the lock, right? But each lock had a unique combination to unlock it. So everybody knew their code, be like 38 left, 45 right, 10 back left, or something like that, right? And I want to draw a correlation that this is the same way as our ITSM programs. I see many, many programs as I walk down the halls. Each has a unique lock to unlock the value that resides inside. There's no master combination that will unlock every lock. And this is where expertise comes in. And so it takes expertise for your organization to get the most value from your ITSM, IT asset programs. Now I want you to compare and contrast these rows of lockers with unique locks to a hotel. Hotel card keys now, they basically program that card for that room at that time. All the keys are interchangeable. Everybody on staff has a master key. And so many leaders think that the hotel version is true for our ITSM programs. Sure, we can pull anybody in off the street. We can hire any consultancy. Configuration here, configuration there. Sure, no problem. But I'm here to say that that is a flawed view of unlocking value. You must be able to find the right person to find the right combination for your organization. And I'll leave you with this one thought. If things were truly as easy as most people think with the hotel key analogy, then wouldn't more people be doing it? Because the percentage of organizational leaders who are unhappy with their ITSM programs, their IT asset programs, is very high. And that includes their ITSM tool set. And by very high, I mean it's like 25% of people really think they're getting the most value. And that number may be high. And so if leaders don't think they're getting the right value, why do they think it'd be easy to pull somebody in off the street and configure something here and configure something there and now we're ready to go? It's a combination lock. And you have to find somebody who knows how to get that combination for your organization. Hopefully you like the imagery for this podcast. I do put thought into how do I explain things in ways that I haven't before and talk about things in ways that we haven't before. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Thank you for listening. I really do appreciate all those who listen. I try to add value, so your feedback is welcome. Also, let me know if service management leadership or myself can help your organization as you try to unlock that value for your ITSM or IT asset management programs. Hope you have an awesome rest of your Tuesday. Bye.